So this moves us along to On Fairy Stories, Tolkien's essay that is quoted in, I mean, just about every single study of fantasy that you'll ever find. Unfortunately, I think On Fairy Stories is at some levels logically incoherent. It's a very long, complex, rambling essay. It has many great ideas, but I'm not sure it hangs all together. But I'll try to pull out the arguments that are so important to fantasy literature. And the first of these is Tolkien's terminology. He comes up with the idea of a secondary world. That is, the world of Middle-earth or any other world that's created in a book. He says that humans have the right and the ability to do secondary creation. After all, we are a primary creation, and God must want us to make additional creations because we have that capability. And that's what we do in literature. He also wants to separate that kind of secondary creation in literature from drama. Drama is what sets up the aesthetic interpretations of Aristotle, and all the tradition is about drama and Shakespeare and tragedy and so forth. Tolkien's suggesting not about drama. He finds drama and fairy stories don't work very well. My belief on that is that because special effects hadn't evolved yet. But anyway, he's separating drama and fairy stories, what he calls fairy stories, what we would call fantasy, and saying that they have different sets of aesthetics, and the fairy stories have been misinterpreted by being analyzed through dramatic sets of aesthetics. And although Henry James certainly was talking about the novel and not just about drama, it's true that a huge amount of aesthetics theory in English is focused on Shakespeare and therefore focused on drama. I should also mention that Tolkien wrote a poem called Mythopoeia or Mythopoeia, depending on who's pronouncing it, in which he really fleshes out these ideas much better than he does in the fairy story essay, even though it's in a poem. Unfortunately, that poem is a really complicated, fraught publication history, and not enough people have read it, but they have read On Fairy Stories. So I suggest reading Mythopoeia, Mythopoeia, however you're going to pronounce it, but you still have to read On Fairy Stories to understand what Tolkien's doing and why it's been so effective later on. In On Fairy Stories, Tolkien wants to rehabilitate the idea of fairy, that is, the fairyland where the fairies live, away from what we still think of it as. And we still think of fairies as twee little cute fuzzy things living in flowers. Tolkien wants to bring it back to a more medieval view. One of the poems that he translated, Sir Orfeo, a Middle English poem, has fairyland be a terrifying place where there's dead bodies lying everywhere in the stage of however they were wounded or killed. The king of fairies takes people away and doesn't bring them back. It's a scary place. It's somewhat like Hades, but it's also its own weirdness, and that's how the elves are. And actually, in Tolkien's very earliest works, the elves are creepy and scary like they are in Sir Orfeo, and then Tolkien evolved them into his later characters. Interestingly enough, in medieval texts, fairyland is both terrifying and very much to be desired. Characters are interested. They enter into it. They want to find out about it, and yet they're terrified also. And Tolkien suggests that fantasy could produce this arresting strangeness of fairyland.